Good morning, ladies. It's good to have you each one here. We're very happy that you have come, that we can worship together and understand his word. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we look to you today because you are our Father, because you love us, you sought us out, you brought your son Jesus that we might have life everlasting. You've been so good to us, even in the midst of all the sorrows that we see in the unchanged and the changeable world that we're in. We have a confidence in you. So we pray that you will bless us in the words that we say. May they go to our heart and to our understanding. And may we grasp hold of them to give us spiritual strength. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
就是很高兴今天早晨大家就是能够在一起。那我们就是来祷告。求主啊，求你真的是谢谢你带领我们，真的是让我们能够认识你，把你的儿子赐给我们，就求你帮助我们，让我们在这种改变的世界里边，让我们能抓到不改变的你，求你用你的话语让我们能明开我们的心，让我们能明白你的话语，奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
I apologize. I go from one class that I speak English, and now I come to one where I have an interpreter, so please forgive me. Well, I hope you are well today. And I hope it won't storm today.
我希望今天不会有下雨，有暴风雨。
And I hope you all had a good breakfast.
我也希望大家今天都有个很好的早晨的时光。
You may say, Mommy, what are you talking about?
也许你会说，妈咪，你在讲什么呢？
Well, I want to explain to you something about hope.
我今天要讲盼望。
You see, hope really has a different meaning to us many times than what it has in the Bible.
就是我们所理解的这个希望和盼望，跟圣经上所讲的这个盼望，很多时候是意识是不同的。
In the Bible, hope means confidence.
在圣经里边，盼望就意味着这种确信。
Now, I said I hope you're all well, but I don't have confidence that you all are well.
我说我希望你们都很好，但是我并没有说这种确据说，哦，你们真的都很好。
I hope that you're all well. I was saying I hope you are well, but I don't have confidence that you all are well.
And 我说希望你们都很好，但是我并不能说有这种确信，就是很大的信心说相信你们就都是真的很好。
And I said, I hope it wouldn't storm today, but I don't have confidence that it won't.
我说我希望今天不会下雨，但是我并没有这种确据。
And I asked you if you had, I hope you had all a good breakfast, but I'm not confident that you even ate.
然后我说你们都希望你们有一段很好的早餐时光，但是却不知道你们是不是都吃了早餐。
Now, I know I'm talking to you about an English word, hope. I do not know what your Chinese word hope means.
我讲的是这个英文的这个希望盼望，但是我不知道中文是怎么翻的，你们。
But the word of God often talks about hope, having our hope. And yet, as our connotation is, it's a weak thing, but hope is a very strong thing. It means confidence.
在我们讲起来这个盼望希望的时候，有时候就是一个比较一个弱的词，但是在圣经里边盼望是一个非常有力的词。
So you see, our Christian hope or confidence in an unchangeable world is what I want to talk to you about.
今天我所要讲的就是在这样子一个不改改变的世界里边，我们做基督徒这种盼望，这种确信。
I didn't mean an unchanging world. I mean that our hope is unchangeable in the Word of God.
我们的盼望在神里边是不改变的。
So let's think today, when I say hope, it is confidence.
当我们今天讲到这个盼望的时候，是讲的是这种确据，这种相信。
You see, we follow one who never changes.
我们跟随的是一位 永远不改变的神。
We live in a constant changing world. It's changing all the time.
我们活在一个就是不断改变的世界里边，一直在变。
But God never changes.
但是神是永不改变的。
So we see that in this world where our government changes, situations change, but remember this steadfastly, our God never changes.
我们这世界里边这个政府会改变，这个情况会改变，但是我们要记住我们的神永远不改变。
And I want to express this first in this way. Our confidence and our hope is in God's unchangeable word.
我们的那个确信，我们的信心，我们的盼望是在神不改变的话语之上。
When God spoke, it was established forever.
当神开始他讲的时候，他所讲的就建立到万代。
So when we say we hope in God, many times we're saying we hope that what we've read in God is unchangeable.
当我们说我们盼望神，其实很多时候我们表达的是我们希望神他所说的是永不改变的。
Let's turn to Psalms now, 119.
现在让我们翻到诗篇119篇。
And I'm going to read a few verses there, or I'll read a few verses, and we'll see how the word is unchanging.
然后呢，我们看来读几句，我们看神的话是如何不改变的。
And I'll read them like one at a time, and then you can translate it one at a time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
说诗篇119篇160节，你画的总纲是真实，你一切公义的典章是永远长存。
That means from Genesis 1:1, when he called out and brought our world into being.
它英文里边是说你的话是从刚开始就是真实，它包括就是从创世纪第一章一节，当神就是创造这个世界的时候。
Man said it just happened. There was a big bang and the world came into existence.
那人呢就相信说是大爆炸理论，就是这么一爆炸就出来这个世界。
But our hope and confidence is that it was when he spoke the word, it came into being.
但是我们的盼望跟我们的信心确信就是当神说的时候，世界就出现了，就创造了。
Let's read 161.
让我们来读161节。
Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of thy word.
首领无故的逼迫我，但我的心畏惧你的言语。
He's saying even the highest government may try to persecute us, and it may be coming. But understand this, that what's in my heart, what God has put there, even though they may persecute me, we can stand in awe, we can hold on to the word of God.
他这里讲到就是说首领就是讲到说最高的这种政府或者这种权威权呢有可能会逼迫我们，的确现在看到这个在出现，但是因为我们心里边对神的话语的敬畏，我们可以在各种的情况下都站立得住。
This is what the psalmist said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth a great spoil.
这就是诗人所说的，我喜爱你的话好像人得了许多掳物。
And what he's talking about here is if I would find a beautiful diamond, the largest diamond in the world, hid the word of God is more, what shall I say, more everlasting than that diamond.
就是他好像说的就是一个人他好像找到了发现了世界上这个最大的钻石在他手里，但是神的话呢比这样子一个闪闪发光的钻石还是更经久更长存。
Then he expressed himself in 163 and said, I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love.
163节说，谎话是我所恨恶所嫌憎的憎嫌的，唯你的律法是我所爱的。
Don't you hate it when people lie to you?
那别人对你撒谎的时候，你是不是很讨很憎恨呢？
They can stand right in front of you and just lie.
那站在你面前就说谎话。
Now our government is lying to us.
我们的现在政府对我们说谎话。
Many think our news is lying to us.
我们也看到很多的新闻对我们也在讲谎话。
But that's when we turn to the law or the word of God. This we are to love.
但是这个时候我们转向神的律法，神的话语，那个是我们所喜爱的。
Now the psalmist, I believe they feel that David wrote this, but I like this 164 verse.
我们很多人很多人说是大卫所写的，我特别喜欢164节。
Now he was saying seven times a day he stops.
他说一天七次。
And what does he do?
一天七次大这个诗人做什么呢？
I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment.
我以你公义的典章赞美你。
This was a habit with King David.
这是那个大卫王的习惯。
He said seven times a day, I would look up to God and I would praise him because he is the true judge. He is the true God.
因为大卫说我一天七次我会真的是仰望神，赞美，停下来赞美神，因为他是真正的神，他是那一位真实审判的。
That'd be a good habit.
那是一个很好的习惯，对不对？
Seven times a day that you would look up to God and just praise him, tell him how much you love him, get a little closer to him for a minute. Why, I believe that was a wonderful experience in David's life.
然后呢，他一天七次他会向上仰望，他会赞美神，他会跟神感谢。那是不是对那一天七次总有这样的时间呢？是不是一个很好的习惯，也让他离神更近呢？
And this was what happened, he said in 165, great peace had they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
这个结果是什么呢？就是爱你律法的人大有平安，有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
There's great peace in knowing that what God said, it is written in stone, it will always beAnd it will not offend me because God has said it and I know it will happen.
就是说你知道神的话语真的是铭刻在好像铭刻在石头上永久长存，所以呢你的心里边大有平安，没有什么可以让你绊脚。
If you and I could journey down through history,
如果我们可以把历史上所有发生的一切都记载下来。
And there have been many difficult times in the history of man's life.
在人类历史上有很多很艰难的时光。
But throughout those generations, you would find those people that were trusting and holding on to God.
但是呢，整个历史历代以来，你会发现有人，他们就是抓住神，信靠神。
His word was their strength, their guide.
神的话语是他们的力量，是他们的引导。
Now we're going. I'm saying here, hold on to God's word. Now we have something else in our God that we can really rejoice in.
然后呢，除了说是抓住神的话语，在神的话语里有别的，可以让我们真的喜乐。
We can hope in God's unchanging justice.
我们可以盼望神不改变的公义。
In Deuteronomy 32:4, this is what he said about it.
在申命记三十二章第四节这么讲到。
He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神。又公义又正直。
So we see that he is just in everything he does. When he condemns a man, he is just. When he looks and he blesses a man, he is doing it out of justice, that which is right and true.
他所行的无不公平，当一个神真的是定罪一个人的时候，那是公平的。当神祝福一个人的时候，也是公平的。神所做的一切都出于公平公义。
We live in a very, very unjust world.
我们生活在一个完全非常不公义、不公平的社会。
I couldn't begin to tell you of all the injustice that's going on in this world today.
我没有办法，甚至没有办法开始向你描述在这个世界上所发生的这一切不公不义的事情。
Let me tell you just one that's a modern day injustice.
让我就告诉你，就是现代世界所发生的这个不公义的、不公正的事情。
In the state of Virginia, there's a boy who decided that he was going to be a girl.
在弗吉尼亚州有一个男孩，他决定了说他要变成个女孩。
So he put on the girl's clothing, and now he has decided he's a girl.
所以他就穿上女孩子的衣服，然后他就说我现在就是女生了。
So he went into the girl's shower room in the school, in the gym.
然后呢，他就去学校里边的这个女生的这个浴室。
And there he raped a girl.
然后在那里边呢，他就强奸了一个女孩子。
Now the school decided they wouldn't punish him.
但是学校决定说他们不能惩罚这个男孩，不能惩罚这个。
I have no idea why they won't punish him, but I guess he said he was a girl, so to them he was a girl.
然后呢，他们说不能惩罚他，他用了男生他，因为他说他是女孩，所以呢，他们就决定说他们不能惩罚他。
That's just a tiny, tiny little example of injustice.
这个只是一个非常非常小的一个说的不公义的一个例子。
But when God judges, it's a just judgment.
但是当神审判的时候，是一个公义的审判。
Now let's go to another area where we can hope and we have that confidence in our God, and that's in His unchanging promises.
再一个就是我们可以信靠神的，就是神不改变的应许。
Now, in 2 Timothy 2:13, this is what he says.
在提摩太后书第二章第十三节这么说。
If we believe not, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
When I was growing up, this was an area my mother was very weak in.
在我成长的过程中，这是我妈妈比较软弱的一方面，比较缺乏的一面。
Actually, there are so many people depending on her.
因为有很多人就是要靠我妈妈。
She seemed to be the family's what they leaned on. And when things had to be done, it was my mother they called on.
然后呢，好像大家都很依靠我妈妈，一旦有什么事情，大家都给她打电话。
But when it came to me, she would promise me we would go here, we might go to the circus, we might go to this or to that. And I was so excited, you know.
然后但是到我的时候呢，我妈妈有时候就会向我答应一些事情，说我们要去这儿，去那儿，去马戏团。那小孩子，作为小孩子，我就很兴奋。
And she did it, and she would come then and say, I'm sorry, I can't take you because I have to go here, I have to do this.
然后呢，到后边他又对我说，哦，对不起啊，我不能带你去，因为我要去做这个，去做那个。
She did that many, many times to me.
然后妈妈这样对待我，就是很多次发生这样的事情。
Until I never believed a promise.
然后到最后呢，我就完全不相信这样应许。
I must confess to you, even today,I don't believe a promise until it's fulfilled.
所以我得向你承认，即使到了今天，除非这个就是答应的事情真的成就了，我都很难相信这样的一个应许。
But God is very different.
但是神是很不一样的。
When he promises something, it is going to be.
当神应许了一些事情，就会发生。
Now this is one of the great power, sorry, this is one of the great, what shall I say, misunderstandings of God that most people have.
这是 很多人对神所有的一个错误的一个就神的应许这方面有个错误的理解。
You might say, well, Sister Schwartz, I saw a promise in the Bible, and I said, Lord, if you will do this, I know you will because you promised.
然后有很多人就说，神啊，我在圣经里看到这个应许，我知道你会这样做，因为你应许了。
And nothing happens.
但是什么也没发生。
And you don't get your promise.
你没有得到你的应许实现。
I want you to realize this. When we don't get our promises,There are several different reasons why we don't get that promise fulfilled.
然后当我们没有看到这个应许成就的时候，那边其实有很多种原因，我们没有看到这个，好像这个神所应许的成就。
One great reason is you didn't really have faith.
第一个原因是你没有真，你不是真的有信心。
Have you ever said when you believed God would do something, he didn't do it? Well, I didn't think he would anyhow.
然后当你对神有没有对神说过神啊我知道你你其实是不会那么做的你并没有那个信心盼望神会做
I believe that's one of the greatest reasons why many of our promises that we feel that God has promised but we never get that
我想那是其中一个很重要的原因就是我们觉得神会就是应许的没有成就就是因为我们不相信
Another reason isThat there's sin in your heart.
另外一个原因就是在你的心里是有罪的。
Maybe it's unforgiveness.
或者是不饶恕。
Maybe there's something in your heart that you haven't accomplished, done for the Lord.
或者是有些你没有为神做，你说要做的没做。
You said, I can't answer my promises when you're in that condition.
谁说当你在那样的状况之下，我是没有办法成就我的应许的。
And then God says, I have my will for you.
然后第三个就是神他对你的生命他是有他的旨意的。
And maybe that thing God sees isn't good for you, and he says no to it.
然后神看那件事情可能对你是不好的所以神说不。
And then many times he may be saying to us, wait a while, just wait until I can bring it about.
然后很多时候神会对我们说你就等等着等着我把这件事情成就。
But we must recognize in our heart that every promise that he's given, he will fulfill when we have done our part and we understand the will of God.
那我们就是说我们知道神对要确知的是神对我们的应许都会成就但是条件是当我们做了我们应该做的我们的部分而且是符合神的旨意
The Old Testament is filled with the promises he made to Israel and how he kept them. We can trace them down through the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里边看到神对以色列所做的很多的应许然后神是如何来成就的
So we can hope, we can trust.In God's unchanging promises.
所以我们可以盼望，我们可以信靠神不改变的应许。
We can trust, we have hope in God in unchanging integrity and righteousness.
我们可以就是盼望应许神的正直和神的公义。
There is nothing in God that we cannot trust. His integrity.Has been proven down through the ages.
在神里边没有任何事情说我们不能信靠神的。神的正直，神的公义，已经在历史历代中这么长久的历史中已经被验证过了。
And what he does in his righteousness. It's not to harm us. It's in his righteousness that he loves us. So we see that he brings it about because he loves us.
当神所做的一切都是出于公义正直神做这一切不是为了伤害我们我们可以相信神他所做的都是出于他对我们的爱
Let's look at Psalms 36
让我们来看诗篇36篇第五节
Verses 5 and
6 第五第六
Thy mercy, O Lord, O God, O Lord, is in the heavensAnd thy faithfulness reaches into the cloud. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preserveth man and beast.
说耶和华啊，你的慈爱上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍，你的公义好像高山，你的判断如同深渊。耶和华啊，人民牲畜你都保护。
Truly, ladies, he has mercy on us because if we, through our life, if he had come and brought down his wrath upon us, he could have at any time. But he loved it. There's a mercy in God that is renewed every day.
就是神对我们是大有怜悯的。如果说神要是用他的这个公义或者是他的愤怒来这样降到我们身上，那是我们所无法想象无法承受的。但是神用他的慈爱用他的怜悯来看顾我们，就像圣经上所说的，你的慈爱每天都是新的。
Now the next one I think is something that we have to recognize in our day-to-day living and particularly what is coming ahead of us.
就是下边的呢，是我们要在我们每日的生活中要意识到的，尤其是在未来的日子里边。
We're to have hope. We're to have that a belief in God's unchanging wisdom and understanding.
我们要相信神是有不改变的永不改变的智慧。
Jeremiah 51:15 says this.
耶利米书51:15这样讲。
He has made the earth by his power.
耶和华用能力创造大地。
He has established the world by his wisdom.
以自己的智慧建立世界。
And he has stretched out the heavens.By his understanding.
凭自己的聪明铺张穹苍。
Everything we see that is good, beautiful, is God's great wisdom and understanding of what he wanted for man and how much he loved man.
然后我们所看到的一切美好的这些事物，这些创造都是神真的是用他的能力来创造的，他也要让人知道说他有多么爱人，为我们预备了什么。
You know, this world, there are places in this world that are so beautiful. When people visit them, the mountains, the seaside, different places that actually are almost breathtaking.
然后呢，你知道这个世界上有非常美丽的景色，所以像高山呢，像大海，当人们去参观的时候，感觉就简直是叹为观止。
And if we understood, that's what God had planned for us if sin had not come in.
如果说这个罪没有进到这个世界上，那就是神为我们所计划的。
So in his wisdom, he is moving our history toward the time when he can bring Eden back.
所以呢，在人类的历史上，神是把历史朝的一个方向带，到最后他可以把伊甸园重新带回来。
He tells us there's going to be a time when there's going to be terrible things come on this earth, judgment's going to come, and then the earth will no be more be like it is, but we will live together in a tremendous, beautiful millennial and then in heaven.
然后呢，我们圣经上告诉我们，将来会有可怕的日子出现，会有审判。但是最后呢，神会带领我们，就是住在一个美丽的一个千禧年里边。之后我们会住在永远的那个新耶路撒冷。
So don't go by your own understanding of things and your own emotions. Emotions drive us. You know that.
所以呢，不要靠着我们自己的理解去过日子，不要凭着我们自己的情绪，有时候我们的情绪就驱使我们。
I feel like doing this.
我觉得我想做这个。
I feel like they don't like me.
我觉得他们都不喜欢我。
I feel like I'd like to shake them.
我想真的是让他们明清醒过来。
That's her emotions.
那就是我们的情绪。
And they drive us, you know.
有的时候就驱使我们。
That's why he wants us to have command of ourselves. That's why he told us about the fruits of the spirit. That's why he tells us that God can give us the strength to overcome the flesh. You see, that's the flesh.
然后呢，这就是神告诉我们，我们要自己要控制，就是我们自己要掌管自己，然后我们要有这个圣灵的果子，然后告诉我们要胜过肉体，那个刚才的就是我们的肉体那种情绪。
So let us hold on.
所以让我们紧紧抓住。
Let us hope in all that God has given us.
让我们盼望神所要应许给我们的一切。
No matter what things look around us,Look to God and His Word.
不管周围发生什么，让我们就是紧紧盯住神的话语。
Because He has promised us a world that we cannot even imagine if we stay true to Him.
如果我们是对神是忠心的话，对神是真实的话，神所应许的一个世界，是我们无法想象的。
Father, give us the strength to do this.
神啊，求你给我们力量，让我们可以这样做。
Give us the strength to believe and trust you in every area of our life.
求你给我们力量，让我们在生活的每个方面都相信你，都盼望你。
Give us the ability to cast our cares on you because you care for us.
真的是帮助我们，让我们把我们所有的顾虑、顾念都交给、卸给你，因为你顾念我们。
Give us the desire to be with you during the day, reading your word and praying.
真的是给我们这种渴慕，让我们在每一天中，我们愿意来读你的话语，我们愿意来和，就是心里来渴慕你，来和你交流。
Lord, make us that new creature that you promised.
神啊，求你把我们真的塑造成你所应许的新造的人。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for making at first a beautiful world for us.
真的是谢谢你为我们创造了这个最刚开始这个美丽的世界。
But thank you most for Jesus.
我们最感谢的就是为主耶稣来感谢。
Who died for us that we might live forever.
他为我们死，让我们可以永远的活着。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies, and God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福每一位。